It's been a few months now since we first learned of the Family Search Center in Soldotna, right here in our own backyard, and what it's offering as far as learning about our heritage. And I first interviewed LaShawna Evans, who is the director of the Family Search Center here. And LaShawna, this has been a lot of fun. And all I can say is it has helped me to grow in understanding my family, who I am, and how these things all come together, a tremendous sense of connectivity. Now, you just made a presentation to the Rotary Club, and it looks like this interest is really starting to catch on and people wanting to know the truth, the documentation about who came to Ellis Island, how did we immigrate here, and where were we before?
Yeah, it's really exciting to see people digging into their history and finding out what's there. There's so many resources available now for people to find these, and more come online every day.
And the thing is, it's all free. You know, a lot of these apps, they want to charge you. You know, it's free to start and then $5 a month or $9 a month afterward. But you can continue growing in this and learning in it. And at no, it's better than watching television, that's for sure.
It certainly keeps me up late a lot of nights doing that. But it is absolutely free. And the other thing we want people to know is that those paid apps we have subscriptions to at the Family Search Center. And so if you're thinking about getting one of those paid subscriptions and you want to try it out, we invite you to come into the center and use our subscription for a little bit, see if it's going to fit for you and what your needs are.
Now, LaShawna, we all know that our society has changed very rapidly in just the last 100 years, and that the families are not as tight, and these stories tend to be lost to the generation that is now just growing up. And young people need to have a sense of connectivity. And is there the movement not only among adults who want to trace their family tree, but also young people who really don't know who they are or maybe have homogenized families or single parents?
You know, it's really exciting to work with youth, and that's one of my favorite things to do. And what we've found on the Family Search Center and at the site is that there's a lot of activities that are particularly geared towards children and helping them bring them in. They have such an understanding and an aptitude for the technology that makes them quick studies on this family search and family history, and they're so good at it. It's really a high-tech field anymore, and the youth are so good at it. And
what an aid in learning geography. If you know that your family came from Lithuania, well, where was Lithuania? You know, and there you have it, and it automatically is a synapse in your mind that you won't forget.
Right. Certainly when my kids were doing history, any of those situations that they come up, they're studying, to be able to know that you had a grandfather in that war helps place it and lock it into their memory and help them understand it in a way that they wouldn't otherwise.
Now, how did you first get passionate about studying genealogy?
You know, my grandmother passed away my freshman year in college, and when we came home from the funeral, we came home with a big box of all of her pictures and memories, and I just felt kind of a desire to put them together. And so I put together a little memory book for my sisters of all of the stories I was able to put together, and I was hooked from that point on.
And the fun thing, your husband and I, we're related.
That's right.
It's all part of the family.
That's right. We're cousins by marriage.
Now, LaShawna, let's let folks know who want to have this experience. And again, it's a word that I haven't been able to define, the feeling and the emotion that comes from knowing who you are and where you're from. If they would like to get involved, and again, it's a free service that's being offered to the community, how do they do that?
Well, there's a couple different ways. You can just go on to familysearch.org and create an account and get started that way, building your tree, seeing what's out there for you. But if you'd like a little help or a hand to hold as you're going through the process, we have a Soldotna Family Search Center, which is located at 159 West Marydale. It's at the back of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and we are in the center on Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 12 to 3, and Tuesday and Wednesday evenings from 6 to 8.
And there are ways that you can leave stories and photos that you're taking today for generations in the future to look back at how life was in Alaska.
Absolutely, and it's as easy as pushing a button on your phone. So it's you can make significant impacts on the future while you're waiting in line for your son to finish wrestling practice, or when you're waiting at the doctor's office. It's a really cool way to be able to use your time.
It's a great pastime, recommended for everyone. Lashana Evans is the director of the Family Search Center here in Soldotna, and I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that heritage sound of KSRM.